Uncle Harold, who is a dog like me, and not even my uncle, I just call him that, got me this real cool notebook from under Pete's bed. Pete is not a dog. He's one of the two boys who lives in our house. Since he isn't exactly what you'd call neat, a lot of stuff ends up under his bed. Uncle Harold said Pete would never notice the missing notebook, so now it's mine. I want to be a writer just like Uncle Harold. Uncle Harold has written all these books about Bunnicula, this strange but lovable rabbit who lives here with us. Us is the Monroes, Mr. and Mrs. Monroe, and Toby, and Pete, and Uncle Harold, and me. And, of course, Pop, this totally awesome cat whose real name is Chester. I call him Pop. In my personal opinion, Pop is the coolest thing since Chew Bones. I don't want to write about real-life stuff the way Uncle Harold does. Like Pop trying to kill Bunnicula because he thinks he's a vampire, or the time we stayed at this boarding kennel and there were talking bones buried there, because if I stick to real stuff like that, it'll just be boring and I'll never get to use my imagination. When I asked Uncle Harold what I could write about, he said, "It sometimes helps to start with something you know and see where it takes you." Well, being a wire-haired dachshund and all, one thing I know about is the floor. I could write a story called The Floor, or not. I also know about water dishes and food dishes. I could write The War Between the Water Dish and the Food Dish. That's it. That's what I'll write. See, there's this water dish that's always crying because it thinks the dog, who happens to be this really cool wire-haired dachshund puppy, likes the food dish better. And what a dorky idea. Do all writers have this much trouble? Let's see. Uncle Harold isn't the only one who spends time under Pete's bed. I do, too. It's really dark under there. It smells like Pete's totally gross sneakers, and there's dust and all kinds of junk and food so old it's got whiskers. It doesn't really have whiskers. That's what's called literary license, which means when you're the writer, you can pretty much say whatever you want. I don't know why it's called a license, since it's not like writers have to wear tags or anything. I'll have to ask Pop. He knows everything. Now, where was I?